Assemble our hearts before Almighty Yahweh's throne of grace. Father Yahweh, we truly need you. We thank you, Father, for being with us, your servants, and we ask, Father, that you would help us continue to serve you and help us do that which is right in your sight. We ask, Father, that you would open our hearts and minds that we might receive the implanted words you prepared for us this day. We ask, Father, that you would continue to bless us through the shed blood of your Son, Yahshua the Messiah. We know that we have but a short time before Yahshua returns, and we ask, Father, that you would have a people prepared for him when he returns to this earth, so that your kingdom would be established, Father, so that your people would serve mightily and be able to guide and teach those that need guidance. And before this happens, Father, we ask that you would continue to bless us, that you would raise us up more servants to serve in the harvest field, because we know the harvest is great. The fields are white to harvest. As we are preparing for the next High Sabbath, which is Shavuot, Feast of Weeks, or Pentecost, we ask, Father, that you would touch each and every one of your servants' hearts and give us the strength and the wisdom to continue serving you and keeping your covenant law. Again, Father, we thank you for the great sacrifice of your Son, Yahshua the Messiah, and we ask that you would bless each and every one that has participated in the covenant, that have entered into the covenant. And for those who have not yet done so, Father, we ask that you would keep them and allow them to get to that point in their life. We know there are several yet that are seeking baptism, and we ask, Father, that you would give them the opportunity to be a part of this fold as we seek to do your will. In Yahshua's holy name, we humbly bow our hearts before your throne of grace, asking all these favors and blessings. In the name of your Son, Yahshua the Messiah, we pray. Hallelujah. Do you tremble at the word? I've entitled this message, Do You Tremble at the Word? There were several people throughout the history of Israel that trembled at the word. But we want to start in Genesis 15 with one of the fathers of the faith, actually, Abraham, and Yahweh truly had a good relationship with him. He had a good relationship with Yahweh, and he was one that trembled at the word. If you'll turn to Genesis chapter 15, we're going to start in verse 1. It says, after these things, the word of Yahweh came to Abram in a vision, saying, fear not, Abram, I am your shield and your exceeding great reward. And Abram said, O sovereign Yahweh, what will you give me, seeing I go childless, and he that shall be possessor of my house is Eliezer of Damascus? And Abram said, behold, to me you have given no seed, and lo, one born in my house is my heir. And behold, the word of Yahweh came unto him, saying, this man shall not be your heir, but he that shall come forth out of your own bowels shall be your heir. And he brought him forth abroad and said, look now toward heaven and number the stars, if you be able to number them. And he said unto him, so shall your seed be. And he believed in Yahweh, and he reckoned it to him for righteousness. And he said to him, I am Yahweh that brought you out of Ur of the Chaldees to give you this land to inherit it. And he said, O sovereign Yahweh, whereby shall I know that I shall inherit it? And he said unto him, Take me a heifer 3 years old, and a she-goat 3 years old, and a ram 3 years old, and a turtle dove, and a young pigeon. And he took him all these and divided them in the middle and laid each half over against the other. But the birds divided he not. And the birds of prey came down upon the carcasses, and Abraham drove them away. And when the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abram. And lo, a horror of great darkness fell upon him. And he said unto Abram, Know for certain that your seed shall be sojourners in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. And also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge, and afterwards shall they come out with great substance. But you shall go to your fathers in peace, and you shall be buried in a good old age. And he lived to be 175 years. And in the fourth generation they shall come here again, for the iniquity of the Amorite is not yet full. And it came to pass that when the sun went down and it was dark, behold, a smoking furnace and a flaming torch that passed between these pieces. In that day Yahweh made a covenant with Abram, saying, Unto your seed have I given this land, from the river of Egypt unto the great river, the river Euphrates, the Kenite, the Kenizzite, the Kadmonite, and the Hittite, and the Perizzite, and Rephaim, and all the Amorite, and the Canaanite, and the Girgashite, and the Jebusite. Yahweh made a covenant with Abraham. He's made a covenant with each and every one of us as well. Excuse me. This is why we partook of the Passover memorial. Turn over to 1 Corinthians. Chapter 16. No, I'm sorry. 1 Corinthians 11. Verse 20. Well, let me start in 17. It says, But in giving you this charge, I praise you not, that you come together not for the better, but for the worse. But first of all, when you come together in the assembly, I hear that divisions exist among you, and I partly believe it. For there must also be factions among you, that they that are approved may be made manifest among you. When you therefore assemble yourselves together, it is not possible to eat the Master's Supper. There were problems in the Corinthian assembly, which we know that the one man had his father's wife. Okay? And verse 21, it says, For in your eating, each one takes before the other his own supper, and one is hungry and another is drunken. What have you, not houses to eat and to drink in? Or do you despise the assembly of Yahweh and put them to shame which have not? What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you? And this I praise you not, for I receive of the Master that which I also delivered to you, that the sovereign Yahshua, in the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And like manner also the cup, after supper, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Master's death until he comes. Therefore, whoever shall eat the bread or drink the cup of Yahshua in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Yahshua. But let a man prove himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink the cup. So we have to examine ourselves. And this is why, before we do this, we should be trembling at the word, to make sure that we're not doing this in an unworthy manner. For he that eats and drinks judgment to himself, if he discerns not the body. For this cause many among you are weak and sickly, and not a few sleep. But if we discern ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened by Yahweh, that we may not be condemned with the world. Therefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, wait for one another. If any man is hungry, let him eat at home, that your coming together be not to judgment. And the rest will I set in order whenever I come. Do you tremble at the word? Turn over to Ezra. Ezra chapter 9. Ezra chapter 9, verse 1. Now when these things were done, the princes drew near to me, saying, the people of Israel and the priests and the Levites have not separated themselves from the peoples of the land, doing according to their abominations, even the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Perizzites and the Jebusites and the Ammonites and the Moabites and the Egyptians and the Amorites. But they have taken of their daughters for themselves and for their sons, so that the holy seed have mingled themselves with the peoples of the land. Yes, the land, the hand of the princes and the rulers have been chief in this trespass. In other words, the leaders were the ones that were doing most of this. And when I heard this thing, I rent my garments and my robe and plucked off the hair of my head and of my beard and sat down confounded. Then were assembled to me everyone that trembled at the words of the Elohim of Israel because of the trespass of them of the captivity. And I sat confounded until the evening oblation. Do we tremble at the word of Almighty Yahweh? And my next question is, do you reverence his sanctuary? Do you reverence my sanctuary? This is what Yahweh is asking. Turn to Psalm 27. Psalm 27. We just renewed the covenant of Almighty Yahweh. Psalm 27, it says in verse 1, Yahweh is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Yahweh is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evildoers came upon me to eat up my flesh, even my adversaries and my foes, they stumbled and fell. Though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, even then will I be confident. One thing have I asked of Yahweh, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of Yahweh all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of Yahweh, and to inquire in his temple. Psalm 15. Psalm 15, it says, Yahweh, who shall sojourn in your tabernacle? Who shall dwell in your holy hill? He that walks uprightly and works righteousness and speaks truth in his heart. He that slanders not with his tongue, nor does evil to his friend, nor takes up a reproach against his neighbor, and whose eyes a reprobate is despised, but who honors them that fear Yahweh. He that swears to his own hurt and changes not. He that puts not out his money to interest, nor takes reward against the innocent. He that does these things shall never be moved. The Jewish people believed that they would never be moved. They believed that the temple would never be destroyed. They believed that the place of worship in Shiloh would never be moved. But the problem was they did not tremble at the word. They actually became rather haughty in their worship because they started to trust in the building or the whatever they were worshiping in. They didn't trust in Yahweh. They trusted in the house, the kahal, whatever they worshiped in. They lost their vision. They stopped trembling in the word or at the word of Almighty Yahweh. In Jeremiah chapter 8, Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 8. Behold, you trust in lying words that cannot profit. Will you steal, murder, and commit adultery, and swear falsely, and burn incense to Baal, and walk after other Elohim that you have not known, and come and stand before me in this house, which is called by my name, and say, we are delivered, that you may do all these abominations? Has this house, which is called by my name, become a den of robbers in your eyes? Behold, I have seen it, says Yahweh. One of the first things Joshua did in his ministry, when he went in to Jerusalem to the temple, he cleansed the temple. He cast out the money changers and those that sold the doves and sold, the money changers, those that had to exchange, the people's money so they could have the temple shekel. See, he cleansed it. That was one of the first things he did and one of the last things he did before he was impaled. In verse 12, he says, but go now to my place, which was in Shiloh, where I caused my name to dwell at the first, and see what I did to it for the wickedness of my people Israel. And now, because you have done all these works, says Yahweh, and I spoke to you, rising up early, speaking, but you heard not, and I called you, and you answered not. Therefore will I do to the house which is called by my name, and which you trust, and to the place where I gave to you and to your fathers, as I did to Shiloh. And I will cast you out of my sight, as I have cast all your brethren, even the whole seed of Ephraim. If we don't tremble at the word of Almighty Yahweh, we're going to be cast aside as well, brethren. Verse 16, he says, therefore pray not for this people, neither lift up cry nor prayer for them, neither make intercession to me, for I will not hear you. See you not what they do in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem? The children gather wood and the fathers kindle the fire, and the women knead the dough to make cakes to the queen of heaven, and to pour out drink offerings to other Elohim, that they may provoke me to anger. Do they provoke me to anger, says Yahweh? Do they not provoke themselves to the confusion of their own faces? Therefore thus says the sovereign Yahweh, behold, my anger and my wrath shall be poured out upon this place, upon man and upon beast, and upon the trees of the field and upon the fruit of the ground, and it shall burn and shall not be quenched. In this manner, says Yahweh of hosts, the Elohim of Israel, add your burnt offerings to your sacrifices and eat flesh. For I spoke not to your fathers, nor commanded them in the day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt concerning burnt offerings or sacrifices. But this thing I commanded them, saying, listen to my voice, and I will be your Elohim, and you shall be my people, and walk in all the way that I command you, that it may be well with you. But they listened not, nor inclined their ear, but walked in their own counsels and in their own stubbornness of the evil heart, and went backward and not forward, since the day that your fathers came forth out of the land of Egypt. To this day I have sent to you all my servants the prophets, daily rising up early and sending them. Yet they listened not to me, nor inclined their ear, but made their neck stiff. They did worse than their fathers. And you shall speak all these words to them, but they will not listen to you. You shall also call to them, but they will not answer you. And you shall say to them, this is the nation that has not listened to the voice of Yahweh, their Elohim, nor received instruction. Truth has perished and is cut off from their mouth. Is truth cut off from our mouths, brethren? Do we tremble at the word? This is something that we must consider, we must do in these last days, as Yahweh is calling a people out, a people for his own possession, a people who he is trying to get to understand that they have but a short time before their destruction comes. They have to make a choice. Hebrews chapter 10. Verse 19. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holy place by the blood of Yahshua, by the way which he dedicated for us, a new and living way, through the veil, that is to say, his flesh, and having a great priest over the house of Elohim, let us draw near with a true heart and fullness of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and having our bodies washed with pure water, which means we've been baptized. Okay? And we've been washed. His blood has covered our sin. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope, that it waver not, for he is faithful that promised. And Yahweh is truly faithful to those that tremble at his word. Let us consider one another to provoke to love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the custom of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much more, the more, as you see the day drawing near. And the kingdom of Almighty Yahweh is coming rapidly. Rapidly. Over in Hebrews chapter 8. We're going to start in verse 1. It says, now in the things which we are saying, the chief point is this: we have such a high priest who sat down on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens, in the sanctuary of Almighty Yahweh. He's sitting on the right hand of the Father. As a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle, which Yahweh pitched, not man. For every high priest is appointed to offer both gifts and sacrifices. Therefore, it is necessary that the high priest also have something to offer. Now, if he were on earth, he would not be a priest at all, seeing that there are those who offer the gifts according to the law, who serve that which is a copy and a shadow of the heavenly things, even as Moses is warned by Yahweh when he is about to make the tabernacle. For see, he says, that you make all things according to the pattern that is shown you in the mount. But now has he obtained a ministry the more excellent, by so much as he also is a mediator of a better covenant, which he has been enacted upon better promises. For if that first covenant had been faultless, then would no place have been sought for a second. For finding fault with them, he says, behold, the days come, says Yahweh, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to lead them forth out of the land of Egypt. For they continued not in my covenant, as I regarded them not, says Yahweh, for this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, says Yahweh, I will put my laws into their mind, and on their heart will I also write them. And I will be to them an Elohim, and they shall be to me a people. And Yahweh has offered that to us, those who tremble at the word, that we can be his people if we accept that covenant. And they shall not teach, in verse 11, every man his fellow citizen, every man his brother, saying, know Yahweh, for all shall know me, from the least to the greatest of them, for I will be merciful to their iniquities, and their sins will I remember no more. And that, he says, a new covenant. He has made the first old, but that which is becoming old and grows age is closed and is vanishing away. The vanishing away. Romans chapter 15. Romans chapter 15, and we'll start in verse 1. Now we that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak, and not to please ourselves. Let each one of us please his neighbor for that which is good, to edifying. For the Messiah also did not please himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of them that reproach you fell upon me. For whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that through patience and through comfort of the scriptures we might have hope. Now the Elohim of patience and of comfort grant you to be of the same mind one with another, according to the Messiah Yahshua, that you may with one accord and with one mouth glorify the Elohim and Father of our Sovereign, Yahshua the Messiah. Therefore receive one another, even as the Messiah also received you. Now how did he receive us? He received us through his blood, through his sacrifice. For I say that the Messiah has been made a minister of the circumcision for the truth of Yahweh, that he might confirm the promises given to the fathers, and that the Gentiles might glorify Yahweh for his mercy, as it is written, therefore I will give praise to you among the Gentiles and sing to your name. And again he says, rejoice, you Gentiles, with his people. And again, praise Yahweh, all you Gentiles. And let all the peoples praise him. And again Isaiah says, there shall be the root of Jesse, and he that arises to rule over the Gentiles. On him shall the Gentiles hope. Now the Elohim of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may increase in hope in the power of the Holy Spirit. And I myself am also persuaded of you, my brethren, that you yourselves are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, able also to admonish one another. But I write the more boldly to you in some measure as putting you again in remembrance because of the grace that was given me of Yahweh, that I should be a minister of the Messiah Yahshua to the Gentiles, ministering the good tidings of Yahweh, that the offering up of the Gentiles might be made acceptable, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. We know that they received the gift of the Holy Spirit when Peter was there, and the Jews saw it, and they said, how can we forbid them water, since they have received the Holy Spirit? I have therefore my glorying in the Messiah Yahshua in things pertaining to Elohim, for I will not dare to speak of anything save those which the Messiah performed through me, for the obedience of the Gentiles by word and deed, and the power of signs and wonders, and the power of the Holy Spirit, so that from Jerusalem and all around, even to Illyricum, I have fully preached the good tidings of the Messiah, yes, making it my aim so to preach the good tidings, not where the Messiah was already named, that I might not build upon another man's foundation, But as it is written, they shall see to whom no tidings of him came, and they who have not heard shall understand. Therefore I was also hindered these many times from coming to you, but now, having no more any place in these regions, and having these many years, a longing to come to you, whenever I go to Spain, for I hope to see you in my journey, and to be brought on my way there by you, if first in some measure I shall have been satisfied with your company. But now I say I go to Jerusalem ministering to the saints, for it has been the good pleasure of Macedonia and Achaia to make a certain contribution for the poor among the saints that are at Jerusalem. Yes, it has been their good pleasure, and their debtors they are. For if the Gentiles have been made partakers of their spiritual things, they owe it to them also to minister to them the carnal thing. When therefore I have accomplished this and have sealed to them this fruit, I will go on by you to Spain. And I know that when I come to you, I shall come in the fullness of the blessing of the Messiah. Almighty Yahweh has opened these doors for us to walk through. Those who are trembling at the word, so that these people around the world will hear and partake of the same blessings that we are partaking of from the word of Yahweh. I don't have internet access today. I was going to read a letter that I've received from two different places in Africa, and the brethren that want to be baptized, and we have a group in Kampala, Uganda, and several of them will be traveling to Kenya. They wanted us to come and baptize them in Uganda, but several of them, you know, want to come for Pentecost. They're going to come the week before and stay all the way up to Pentecost, get baptized in Kenya. Now, I'm not saying we still don't have to make some trips, because I believe we're still going to have to send the elders, you know, other places, because I told you one of the letters I got was from Nigeria, and this other one from Uganda. And Yahweh is really blessing his people. And he's blessing those who are trembling at the word, and I'm telling you that this ministry is growing, and we have a lot of work to do. This is why we have to pray that Yahweh sends more workers to the harvest field in these last days. We know that this is his work, and we see the fruit that is being born. We are receiving on a regular basis people asking for baptism, people asking for, you know, the material, the literature, to be able to access this knowledge of Yahshua the Messiah. So as we seek and tremble at his word, we want to, I'm going to close with the rest of the passage in Romans 15, verses 30 to 33. It says, "Now I beseech you, brethren, by our sovereign Yahshua the Messiah and by the love of the Spirit, that you strive together with me in your prayers to Yahweh for me, that I may be delivered from them that are disobedient in Judea, and that my ministration which I have for Jerusalem may be acceptable to the saints, that I may come to you in joy through the will of Yahweh and together with you find rest. Now the Elohim of peace be with you all. Amen and hallelujah." May Almighty Yahweh bless each and every one of you as you seek to serve him with one consent, because we know there's one body and one spirit and one hope of the calling. I'd like to ask Brother Davis if he would close with a word of prayer at this time.
Almighty Yahweh, as we come humbly but boldly before your throne of mercy and grace, we praise and thank you for allowing your Holy Spirit to show us one more time our shortcomings in our lives, in our hearts, our minds, our spirits, our souls, and our bodies, our walks, our everyday life with thee, Almighty Yahweh. We ask, Almighty Yahweh, that you would allow us to keep in line with the covenant that you have placed upon us, Almighty Yahweh, that we walked in, that we accepted. We ask, Almighty Yahweh, to allow us to tremble at the word to the extent that we do not become unworthy of walking according to your election and purpose, Almighty Yahweh. We ask, Almighty Yahweh, that you will allow us to walk in obedience so we shall never be moved in the things in which we are to face and the things in which we are to go through. We ask, Almighty Yahweh, that you would allow Yahshua to cleanse us so we can tremble at your word, so that we can walk according to your election and purpose in all ways and all things. We ask, Almighty Yahweh, that you would unite our hearts to fear thy name. Many a times, many of we, your children, Almighty Yahweh, don't do what we're supposed to do and don't tremble at your word because we don't fear you, Almighty Yahweh. Allow us to fear you. Many of us can walk around and quote everything on television, everything on the radio, every obscene thing there is to say about anything on this physical plane of existence. Many of us even find ourselves fearing the devil, and this is backwards, Almighty Yahweh. Allow us to fear you in all ways and all things, and we'll praise you and thank you and glorify you and lift you up. And allow those that are strong, Almighty Yahweh, to bear the infirmities of the weak. And allow us to glory in those things which pertain to Yahshua. And allow us to continue to strive together in the work that you have called and chosen us to do. And we'll praise you and glorify you and lift you up. We ask, Almighty Yahweh, that you would cleanse us and seal us so that we can bring forth fruit unto thy glory. We ask these in all of our blessings in your son Yahshua's name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.